Ken, a black boy in the fourth grade said to me, "I'd like to be your son." A white boy sitting near him responded, "You could never be her son." "Why not?" I asked. "Because he's black." "But I'm black too." He looked at me, his eyes swimming with pain and confusion. It occurred to me that white children might have a more difficult time forming a concept of kinship to people of different colors than black children. Black children grow up in families where there is every conceivable color, texture of hair, thickness of feature. In white families, there is much less variation. I decided to test this. I asked the children, "How many in here have people in their family that are all different colors? Some people as light as I am, some people as dark as Sheldon." All the black kids raised their hands. "How many in here have people in their family that are all just about the same color as you are?" All the white children raised their hands. Schools with predominantly white children want to teach the concept of the human family by including pictures of black people in the textbooks. But valuing the other, learning we are all of the same blood, is not a lesson one learns with the mind, but with the body. The way we first learn love is by physical closeness. I remember sleeping over my best friend Amanda's when we were 10 or 11. We kicked her older sister out of the bed and talked far into the night. Summer nights I remember most. We would swing open the large door of the screened window. Sometimes the moon would be out there with its shattering white grin. We would lie at the foot of the bed in a puddle of brightness. Her skin shone like silver, as if a kind of luminous breath poured out of her. She would soon go to sleep, but I would stay awake for hours, exuberant. Already I had sensed the darkness beyond the window, beyond the moonlight, and I was comforted. I was not alone.